Proclamation number 5525 of 5th of November, 1952. Proclaiming the gospel in times of need. And when you see the hardship around you, which will increase the closer the end is, then eagerly fulfill your ministry to proclaim my gospel, to give comforts and courage to your fellow human beings and to awaken the living faith in them. For as soon as they have faith they will also become masters of adversity, as soon as they have faith they will be helped. But first preach love to them, for this alone leads to faith, and living faith is a strength which overcomes everything. The adversity will approach all people, albeit in different ways, for I want to rouse all people from their state of inactivity. I want them to awaken from their sleep of death and recognize what lies ahead of them. Everyone will be touched by my hand which wants to save him, and only those who have completely fallen prey to my adversary, who have hopelessly turned towards him, will be left out by me. For standing under my adversary's influence they will remain completely untouched by my warning voice which they could hear everywhere if they opened their ear. Yet many are still undecided as to whom they should turn to. I still want to win them with your help. But those who are then still too weak and in danger of the adversary gaining power over them, I will call them away in order to stop their complete fall into the abyss. Whatever you humans will experience, they are all means to save the lost person. And you should vigorously help and work for me and my kingdom. You, too, will need much strength, and you can draw it at any time if only you turn to me in faith, if you let my words speak to you, if you are willing to serve me. For I need you in the last days before the end, and I will truly not let you become weak and powerless as long as you want to participate in work which is extremely important and necessary in the coming time. Therefore, only see the confirmation of my word in the adversity around you and believe that you are always assured of my help where it is necessary to carry out a work of salvation for which I only have a few helpers. There is only a short time left until the end and much shall still be achieved in this short time, which is why I have to help with unusually harsh means in order to still save those who are of good will, in order to save them from an infinitely long stay in the abyss, but which is the lot of those who resist me and are in bondage to my adversary. Amen.